The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Wild Wednesday. Yes, things are crazy. Let me just put something out on the table. If they can succeed in continuing to animate the camel in such a quasi-effective way, if she can speak full sentences, unlike Biden, they may decide to put her in. And they can do it. That's my point. If they want to put her in, they're going to put her in. Now, Reuters, the rotten Bolshevik Zionist communist organization, put out a story yesterday that she's ahead of Trump 44 to 42 in the presidential polling. So you get what's going on. Just watch closely what they've got scripted. It's all planned. If they want to put the camel in there, they'll do it. There's a big spread today on her vice presidential choices, who she may pick. She's already gone anti-gun again. She's saying all assault rifles are going. She is an arch communist whore. Hello, William. Welcome back. How goes it?
Isn't it just amazing that a Democratic presidential candidate, nobody in the Democratic Party voted to be the candidate, can suddenly be in the lead less than 48 hours after launching her campaign?
Miracles never cease.
I mean, this is the same woman that in 2020 dropped out of the Democratic primary before Iowa because her support levels were so low, she couldn't even make it to the first primary state.
You got it.
This is a woman that's been polling behind Biden and Trump continuously, with even worse polling in swing states than her general polling.
Right. No.
Of course, the United States of America is jumping up, just ready to be governed and by a president, a liberal from San Francisco, California.
Yeah, a liberal whore from San Francisco, California. She's a hooker. Even AP came out yesterday, I think it was AP, and said that her rise to the top was greased by sexual activity. That's what they, something like that, yesterday. So, I mean, it's not like people don't know it, but the question is, can people stop it? They didn't stop the installation of Biden in the White House. Who would vote for Biden? Who in the right mind would vote for Biden? 81.7 million Americans allegedly did. Biggest lie in American political history. Point is, they're going to do whatever they want. I'm not saying don't fight. I'm not saying don't quit. I'm not saying don't stay advised and updated. You have to. But don't be surprised. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think that if on Wednesday, November 6, 2024, if Trump and Republicans win and are smiling, that there'll be people in the country who are not happy with that, but I think everyone will understand it. It's a rational conclusion to the Biden debate disaster, the Biden failed assassination attempt on Donald Trump disaster, the Secret Service head Cheadle hearing disaster. You know, they've just been romping through one disaster after another, and I think that would be expected. But if for any reason at this point Kamala Harris is president and the Democrats are smiling about gains on Wednesday, November 6th, tens of millions at least, I can't say how many, of Americans are going to completely not believe it. If you really are concerned about a threat to democracy, they're not saying threat to republic like they should. The Democrats are saying Trump's a threat to democracy, and now Trump is saying Kamala is a threat to democracy. If you want to look at a threat to democracy, let the Democrats win big in this election and see what terrible disasters befall us, because it will be like driving down the road at 55 miles an hour and throwing your car into the reverse gear. Nobody's going to buy it. No one is going in the right mind. There'll be people on the left who'll be happy about it no matter what, because they just don't care about anything else. But any thinking person is going to be like, there's just no way. It's not believable. You know, for a movie to be good, you got to have the suspension of disbelief, and that just can't happen like that. There's no way that they put a bullet into Trump's flesh and he's going to get up and hold his bloody fist up in the air and not be the next president of the United States. It can't happen that way. The system itself is so corrupt, and the big corruption that we're looking at right now is these headlines reading that Kamala is in the lead. I hate the people. I do. I got hate in my heart, Jeff, for the people responsible for lying headlines like that.
Yeah.
And manufactured lies like that, more than these politicians by far.
Hold on. You make a good point. Let's be honest here. You need to be able to express hatred when evil is on the same stage as yourself. And that's fine. You express as much hatred as you want. That's about the only thing that's going to deal with evil. You're going to have to hate it and try to destroy it. That's
well, I hate people who lie to the American public. I hate people that do that. And that's what these people saying that Kamala is in the lead. But, you know, the main thrust behind my organization, Alipac, is illegal immigration. And we put it out today in the simplest terms. Kamala Harris supports mass illegal immigration. Now, yeah, it was the Republicans that nicknamed her the border czar. But Biden sent her in charge of border stuff. She was sent handing out money to illegal alien donor states, handing out aid, which obviously didn't work. We've all seen the graph that was on screen when Donald Trump turned to look at it, saving his life. You can see that more people have crossed into the United States illegally than any other time and place in the world, not just our country, the world, while that was Kamala's deal. Kamala Harris has made it clear she supports free health care for illegal aliens.
Invaders. Yes.
Kamala Harris tweeted on April 21st, 2017, that, quote, an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal, period, end quote.
Right.
She has backtracked it and tried to say she's not for decriminalization of illegal immigration, but at other times she says she has. So it's clear that, that opposition to illegal immigration is strong among America voters of all races and parties. And any U.S. voter voting for Kamala Harris as president or any other Democrat candidate out there in 2024 is voting for more illegal immigration, for open borders, for illegal non-citizen voters, which is opposed by 80% of us all, including 80% of black and Hispanic Americans, and all the costs, injuries, loss, rapes, and deaths caused by this state and billionaire-sponsored illegal alien invasion of America. That's what a vote for Democrat is for. And I'm telling people, look, I'm not saying that you need to become a Republican. I'm not saying that you need to become a Trump supporter or MAGA. You don't need to do any of those things. No matter who you are, male, female, white, black, gay, straight, Christian, Muslim, Jewish or agnostic, Buddhist too, leave these Democrats. Leave these illegal alien invasion supporting Democrats that support genital mutilation of children and leave them behind. And especially in the black community, which had been showing some favoritism towards Trump, which I'm still not sure if Kamala's black. I'm hearing that she's black now, but I think when she won her U.S. Senate seat, she was the first woman of Indian descent to join the Senate. But apparently she has some type of selector switch where Kamala can be whatever is politically, racially convenient for her race, or her political race. Just leave the Democrats. And black voters especially, the Democrats' key to power has been the straight Democratic Party ticket voting black, political plantation blacks since the 1950s and 60s. A little bit further back to the FDR coalition, but especially in the 60s under Lyndon Baines Johnson. And with the Democrats literally can't do this crazy stuff without the black vote. The smallest fluctuation in the black vote from Democrat to Republican, or simply away from the Democrats. The American public is in a mood to punish. You can't really punish this Congress because they haven't done anything. It's not like they've gotten any major legislation through, or could if they wanted to. If you want to punish somebody, punish the Democrats, punish the executive branch that has given us the invasion, these high rates of inflation, genital mutilization, and now at a time when we need to protect ourselves. I saw Joe Biden just whisper a speech where he said that violent crime was lower than it's been in 50 years, and that border crossings are as low as they were at the end of the last administration. And that's just not true. None of it's true. The same people that told us that Joe Biden was okay are the people telling us to vote for Kamala Harris right now.
I'm just telling you, they can do whatever they want. That's how much power they have. Sorry to say it, but that's my take. I'm not speaking for you or Ali Peck. Here, listen to this. Where the hell did it go?
Yeah, but at some point, the audience members in the theater say, this movie just stinks, and I want to leave. You know, like, whatever this show is, I don't believe it. This is awful. The story writing's awful. The acting and the presentation is wrong. I want to leave. But then what? You can't leave? You're like a prisoner in the theater? You have to keep watching?
I agree. I do.
We have a current funds drive going on with, I think, 6 days left. We need to raise over $3,000 before the end of July. We have to come full stop. I hope our supporters out there will hear this and go to alipack.us and help us out, because we've got 104 days until the election, and we don't need to stall right now. We do not need to stall our operations to remind everybody that we can't go forward. But right now, our expenses are exceeding what's coming in, and we need our donors out there at alipack.us/donations/. On that topic, too, Jeff, have you been looking at some of the stuff coming out about the alleged shooter, Thomas Crooks, and how a branch of the Heritage Foundation that's been buying cell phone geolocation advertising data has found a cell phone that has been frequenting the Brooks house, the Crooks household?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And place there, of work?
Yes, he had three cell phones.
Well, but we don't know which cell. We don't know which cell phone.
No, there's a very suspicious common caller, shall we say? Very
well, there's
suspicious.
A yes. There
his,
is
his handler. It was his handler? That's what it was.
There's a cell phone data signature that has been moving between the Thomas Crook shooter household and not into the FBI building itself, but right the shops and diners right next to the FBI headquarters.
In fact, yes, it's their, what do you call it? Their annex. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, did you hear this one? Representative Eli Crane has revealed that the entire Crooks home was scrubbed clean as a medical lab, with no silverware or trash remaining in the house anywhere. They cleaned the house, and I've got the picture up at the top of the homepage. If you look, it should be up there. Damn it, he didn't put it up. All right, I have a picture.
Well, there's another thing that ties in with that mystery cell phone bouncing over near FBI headquarters. And this is coming from a podcaster I watch named Benny Johnson. He's on Facebook and YouTube. He's got 2.25 million subscribers.
Kind of like Benny Hill, all right?
Well, apparently, Thomas Crooks was a member of or frequented a place called the Clairton Sportsman's Club. It's spelled C-L-A-I-R-T-O-N, Sportsman's Possessive Club. Clairton Sportsman's Club. Sportsman's Club. And, quote, it's not just a bunch of shooting ranges, but, check this out, regional police and sheriff's departments train there, plus officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security. Crooks was going to a gun club where frequented by Homeland Security and ICE and other law enforcers.
Okay, I have a picture of an FBI agent on the roof of the, let's call it the Crooks building, just to keep it simple, on the roof of the Crooks building with a pressure washer or at least a very high volume hose washing the entire federal crime scene absolutely clean of all evidence.
Yeah,
that was 3 days after the shooting. Yeah.
Which is weird.
They picked up the brass and hosed it all down.
Well, the FBI doesn't clean crime scenes. Regular police don't clean crime scenes.
Funniest thing.
Yeah. If you own a property, a home, a building, an apartment, anything where violent crime occurs, you've got to either clean it yourself or hire somebody.
Funniest thing, how that's changed now. The FBI was only too happy to clean off the top of the Crooks building, which is owned by either BlackRock directly or a subsidiary of BlackRock and is administered by former Pfizer executives.
Wait a minute, are you saying the building he was on is owned by BlackRock?
Yes, I had the story, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That's
I think the whole complex is. And the administration of the building is being done by former Pfizer executives. I'll try and dig it up. I've got it up there somewhere.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say that through one mechanism or another, it is my personal opinion that the Biden administration tried to Biden administration tried to kill Donald Trump. And
of course they did. Absolutely.
One of the ways I can sort of see that going down, Jeff, is Biden gets his butt whooped at the Biden debate disaster, and all sorts of hell's breaking loose. You know, different people are calling. Big donors are upset. The media is upset. Everybody's like in shock. And of course, this had to be. You know, we saw his state of physical and mental being at the debate. On top of that, the reaction to the debate had to be very. Wouldn't you agree? It had to be very, very stressful on Joe Biden. The aftermath, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but we know the first words he said to Donald Trump in their obligatory phone call to each other. You know what he said, right?
No.
I've read this several times. He said, not hi, Donald, how are you? You okay? How's the family? Da da da. That was really a close call. Thank God you're all right. He said, I'm paraphrasing, but not much. How did you know to turn your head like that? Now, does that sound like someone who might have known there was something going on there and was so demented that it kind of leaked out? I think that's why they collected him and shut him up, because he would have started babbling and let the cat out of the bag.
I think he dropped out of the race because the assassination was his last saving grace. I think that if Donald Trump had been killed, not only would there be God knows what type of violence and mayhem going on right now across the country,
yeah.
But I think that Joe Biden would still be in the race.
Yes,
he
would. Yes, you're right. Agreed.
And going back to that comment, I know we mentioned it before, but let me just work it backwards. He's on the phone with some high-level donors, big, big, big money players, and he says, we're done talking about the debate. It's time for someone, non-specific, to put a bullseye on him. And we know he's not talking about, their claim is it was metaphoric, and by bullseye he meant attention on him and calling out Trump's lies and rhetorics. They've been calling out Trump's lies and rhetoric since 2015, okay? That's not what he meant, okay? He acknowledged that the debate was a failure, and they weren't going to talk about that anymore, that it was time for something else, and that something else was a bullseye on Donald Trump, and that bullseye was not meant to convey, it was code all right, but it wasn't code for a new campaign strategy. It wasn't code for a new type of something beyond lawfare and lies and smears and elections tactics. I think that Joe Biden had been mumbling around the White House in front of anybody who would listen about, including his allies and the people that had access to him and the Secret Service people in front of him and his Council of State and his Security Council members and everybody. He's like, you know, somebody needs time for somebody to put a bullseye on that guy. It's time for somebody to do something, you know. We need to stop talking about the debate. It's time to do something else. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, Jeff? It's time for somebody to do something else. I mean, I can't go do it myself, but oh, my God, I'm hoping that somebody around here is going to take care of my problems. Somebody's going to give us some relief from this. Somebody has to do something. And Cheadle, you know, we're all, if he keeps going, we're going to go to jail. I'm too old to go to jail. Do you want to go to jail, Cheadle? You know, I think that he was, that conversation with donors was just the tip of the iceberg, that he was up there radiating left and right that encoded word and language that it was time for someone else to take Donald Trump out.
This was a Trump regime operation. I don't know how high it went, probably to Obama and above. It went
regime.
All the way down. There are dozens of people. Dozens of people knew.
I think you meant to say Biden regime.
No, I didn't.
This was a Trump regime.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It was a Biden regime, but I think it went up to the Obama level.
Well, I think it went to all levels. I think that my belief is that Demented Joe started signaling in every direction around the places where he felt most comfortable to express himself that it was time for Plan C.
I agree. I know. The whole idea of taking Trump out was clearly known amongst the old Biden regime. And there are a lot of people now who better be careful about starting their car in the morning and locking their door at night. They know too much. There's a lot of people out there. They killed many people after JFK. Well over 100
key witnesses. Well, and all of these killers out of D.C., okay, these assassins and their backers and their handlers and their agencies, they don't go around saying things like, hey, I think it's a good idea that one of you guys killed the president. They've got different ways of communicating these concepts to each other in a lot of different ways that don't come out and just flat out say it. I mean, how many different words do they have probably or coded language things do they have probably, Jeff, for what we're talking about here?
Okay? Oh, lots.
A way to talk about it without really talking about it, you know.
Yeah.
So what exactly does it mean somebody should put the cheese on his french fries? What was that about? Oh, you know, we were just talking about
how it was
hot dogs and putting some cheese on the french fries, you know.
Well, how was it with the pedophiles? It was pizza. That was their term, pizza, for pedophilia. Kids. Keep in mind that a person's name, it is said, is tied to their biblical destiny. And if you look at the camel's name, it supposedly translates to, in a biblical sense, they have ways of doing this, the destroyer of worlds, illusion, and demonic warfare. those three terms come up when you do a search on the camel's name in the Bible. Supposedly. This is from Skywatch TV in the UK. I don't know. Anyway, lots of fun out there. Their biblical destiny. But I think, honestly, that there are too many people involved to trust to keep their mouths shut. Like, something's going to happen here. This thing could all unravel, and I think that's why Biden was put away. You can't say that on the phone to the to the attended assassination victim, Trump. How did you know to turn your head like that? That's supposedly the first thing he said. I read
it
twice.
Trump, everybody's heard me, has heard my position on Trump. So I'm not a Trump sycophant. I'm not, you know, that's not my thing, okay? But it's, if they take Trump down through assassination, imprisonment, and or...
He's not out of the woods yet either, as you know. And
well,
if you understand, you have to understand that Peter Thiel, or Peter Thiel, or however you would pronounce it, it's pronounced Thiel, but whatever. Peter Thiel's involvement with J.D. Vance, with Palantir, which is a satanic data vacuum cleaner on people, and PayPal. He was a co-founder of PayPal. This guy, this is not a good guy. And he owns Vance. Vance will do exactly what he's told. So this is not a good situation. It can be played out many different ways. They have it scripted. They'll make adjustments, as I've been saying, along the way. But I do think you're right. I think this was an old Biden administration operation that couldn't miss, but did.
Well, I think at this point that if Donald Trump goes down, loses the election, anything like that, the lawfare that we've seen is going to go into overdrive, and it's going to start coming down tiers back in our direction, okay? It's going to be all the people that they see as threats that aren't Donald Trump. Donald Trump really does draw their ire and attention and their energy. And if that's gone, it's not going to stop. It's going to fan out, and it's going to come down. And that means that your friendly conservative activists, your candidates for Congress, your conservative group leader, they're going to be the new targets of this killer cabal, and they're going to be the next people facing subpoenas and charges. And
we'll see. And yes, we will see. I think it may not get to that. I think that we're headed toward astounding things that are in the script, they're in the teleplay, they're on the plot line, that are going to just stagger people. I think we're nowhere near past the big points. Hold on a minute. We're going to take a little break. Come right back with William, AllyPack.us, the most important political action committee, probably of my age in this whole scenario, our age. Back in a flash. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. Talking with William Dean. And yes, I did run the story that the Crooks building, I assume the group of buildings there, the two-story building next to it where the open window was found, I got that up there. Look on the right-hand side of the homepage, Trump assassination, the special feature section. It's an archive of all the key stories that have come in, videos and so forth. And look at them now because many of them are going to go away. Just like the Las Vegas story, we covered that from A to Z and had it all nailed. 90% of the videos are gone now, taken down. Oddly enough, I Am John Cullen's videos are still up. Anyhow, if you have any questions about Las Vegas, we can give you the probable answers easily. And we think we have the Crooks situation pretty well ironed out now. The buildings were apparently managed, controlled by, overseen by people that included some ex-Pfizer executives, owned by BlackRock. So connection after connection after connection. They had this poor idiot crooks lined up from A to Z. William, go ahead.
If that's even Crooks's body, you know.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think it's him. That was a pretty interesting close-up of his face. Yeah.
Listen, the only close-ups I've seen of his modern face is from the side and the back. And all across the interwebs, there's a picture that looks like his driver's license from when he's 16, 17 years old. He was 22, right?
Well, he looked like a pimply-faced kid.
He looked like a little kid. He didn't look like the guy that was on the roof. They said that they identified him because of the serial number on the rifle that tracked back to his dad or something like that.
Yeah. Did you see his dad on video?
I saw him trying to buy some groceries and getting harassed.
Yeah. I think we got the guy. I think he was clearly given a handler. It's not hard to do, and it's just sickening. It's just the way things are run now. But the BlackRock video commercial, what do you know? Crooks is in that. These are not coincidences. They don't just happen. It's all part of a game. They had a storyline, and they filled it out.
Well, I've got.
And you're right. We should also, in this digital age, keep in mind and keep reminding ourselves that anything we see or hear can be fraud. No longer can you take all this stuff to the bank. It can all be faked. You're right. I don't like to go there, but sometimes you have to. But in this case, I think we've pretty well got it nailed. Anyway.
Well, I have an exclusive scoop, breaking news for the Jeff Rentz program.
Oh, good.
That
what is it?
I don't believe, I really feel strongly, has never been heard anywhere before.
All right, sir.
And it relates to a prior conversation that we had that many of your regular listeners will recall. I think it was maybe about a month or two back. I mentioned on the program that a podcaster I like to watch mentioned one of his favorite science fiction films from the 70s called Colossus, the Forbin Project.
Yeah, I looked at it about 4 or 5 months ago. I saw it.
It had disappeared from all streaming services.
Oh, that heavy. Goodness,
it was.
I saw it.
The podcaster reported that he had looked the movie up on the streaming services because he had watched it back in the day and was thinking of watching it again and had found it readily available on multiple services. But then he had waited a month or two, and when he got ready to watch it, he went back. It was gone from all streaming services, which is a nickname we call it memory hold, which is a term for something that is made to disappear or change from public view, and it relates to George Orwell's 1984. Right. Winston Smith would cut people's images out of pictures and put them into a pneumatic tube down to a furnace somewhere. That's where we come up with memory hold. But or something, or some combination of something and someone had memory hold this obscure 1970s movie about a supercomputer that becomes self-aware and menaces mankind with nukes and takes over.
Found the whole thing. It's you can click and watch it right now.
Where?
No, several. Oh, just enter YouTube and put in the Foreman Project.
No,
the movie.
It's Forbin.
F-O-R-B-I-N. Well, they've got it as Foreman. I typed it wrong. I didn't put a B in there. So the Forbin Project is there. It's there.
Yeah,
it's all over the place.
Yeah, there's clips. You can find clips on YouTube.
No, the whole thing. It's right here. It's 2 hours and 2 hours and 1 minute.
YouTube.
I'll send you the
Colossus. If this has changed, the Forbin Project.
Hold on.
$229, $619, $208, $327, 26 seconds, 9 minutes, 101. What is this? the two, there's one two-hour one, but when you click on it, it's clickbait. Somebody talking about it. No, Jeff, the entire movie, the Colossus, the Forbin Project, is not available on YouTube. There are clips and, like, the trailer, and you can get a feel for what the movie is about. But if that changes, I want to know. I really want to know because, I mean, I looked through before I brought it to your show about 6 weeks back and told your audiences that this has been memory hold. I checked everywhere. I was unable to watch it without ordering the DVD from Amazon and waiting for a week for the disc to arrive.
All right, now this, hold on.
Jeff, your voice is, like, very faint. I can barely hear you.
Okay, this is, if I turn away from the microphone, I'm in trouble. This is the movie. Let me see how much of the movie there is.
On what platform now, Jeff?
Yeah, YouTube. The 70s rock fan is the...
Which, an interesting point. If it's
okay, I see what this is. This is an analysis of the film. I understand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jeff, listen, I'm very certain. Now, one of the listeners of the show did find the movie available on a rare streaming site that I've never heard of before, an obscure one, okay?
I'm
telling you, okay, that the Forbin Project, Colossus, the Forbin Project from 1970...
God, it wasn't that good of a movie. I was okay. I get it. All right.
Jeff, there's a reason that I'm bringing this back up. There's a punchline here. There's been a development. There's a major. It's gone far beyond the Forbin Project. It's gone to some astronomical new level that is just absolutely mind blowing. Okay. Now it's one thing that they took away this obscure 1970 science fiction film, which had been available.
Not weird at all.
And it's not available anymore. And I've spoken to you several times on your show about the Terminator franchise and Skynet because these are popular culture, pop culture allegories with deeper meaning that people in politics, in conservative ranks of politics, pass around. We've talked about the Terminator franchise and the Keanu Reeves Matrix franchise, okay, which the Matrix franchise is another intelligent machine taking over thing. Terminator, I recently decided to rewatch the Terminator trilogy because the second movie is the best, but the Terminator trilogy is one of the all-time most successful science fiction film franchises in history, next to Star Wars, the Star Trek movies, and a couple of and the Indiana Jones. It's one of the most successful sci-fis. Alien, okay? These are the top of science fiction historical. Watch the first Terminator movie. You're introduced to Skynet by a character named Kyle Reese, who travels back in time to stop the Terminator from killing Sarah Connor, who is going to give birth to John Connor, who will lead humankind against Skynet. And Kyle Reese tells a story about how Skynet was a super intelligent AI-type machine that became self-aware and launched nuclear weapons to create a nuclear war to exterminate mankind and then mop up the survivors with killbots. Terminator 2, which I believe to be one of the best movies ever made, continues this saga. And the goal of the protagonist is to stop Skynet from ever being formed. They find the materials and the creator of the research that will lead to Skynet. And, spoiler alert, they blow it all up so that Judgment Day, the nuclear holocaust, never happens. And Skynet will never occur. The third movie is called Terminator 3, or Rise of the Machines. And, Jeff, I have encouraged you on past shows to watch the Terminator films, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, you can't. Because they memory hold Terminator 3. And I found this out when I tried to watch Terminator 3 last Friday. And I'm pulling up the date here. Last Friday, July 19th, 2024. Last Friday, I decided to watch the third movie of the Terminator trilogy because I just watched the first two, but also we had a global electronic meltdown last Friday. We had
there was a little bit of a problem. Yes,
the airports were down. Hospitals were down. Hospitals were down. All sorts of banks were down. I had a little bit of money in a foreign exchange account, a Forex account. I couldn't get to my couple hundred bucks on my Forex account.
Uh-huh.
It was a massive thing. Well, that massive thing that happened last Friday on July 19, 2024, was extremely similar to what happens in Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine, when Skynet takes over. The premise in Terminator 3 is that Skynet is a super sophisticated military-industrial complex artificial intelligence that they decide to release when they lose contact with American nuclear assets and silos and submarines because of a virus that is taking down airports and hospitals and banks.
Computer virus, yeah.
Yes, there's a virus glitch. There's a virus problem, and they're going to release Skynet to fix it. But what they don't know, the big rub, spoiler alert, is that Skynet is the virus. Skynet is creating the conditions by which it anticipates humans will connect it to everything, and they do, and a few minutes later, it becomes self-aware and decides humanity's fate and starts, a countdown to nuclear destruction and killbots and stuff. But what I'm trying to tell you is it's been memory hold, and this is insane, Jeff. It is insane.
I just sent you the whole Forbin film. Vimeo streaming it. The whole thing, I've checked it out. It's all there. I just sent you the link. Vimeo.
One person found it on a very remote, unlikely source, but it's gone from Amazon. It's gone from YouTube. It's gone from Netflix. It's gone from all of the major easy to access. You can't find it unless you go digging or buy it.
I did the digging for you. I just sent it to you. You got it.
Yeah, but Jeff, my problem is that I got to go find the remote place to get it. I've seen the Forbin project. Okay? What I'm trying to tell
you.
Oh,
you
want to
buy it? You want to buy it?
No, Jeff, I'm trying to tell you that for some reason, people, machines, or combinations of people or machines have decided that we shouldn't be watching movies about machines destroying humanity. There is a common thread going on here, and the fact that they have, well, it was one thing when they removed an obscure movie from 1970, okay? Uh-huh. But now they've removed the third installment of a trilogy that is considered to be one of the greatest works of science fiction in Western history.
Well, that's a shocker. That's a shocker. Can you still buy it, though, on Blu-ray, for example?
I've ordered my Blu-ray copy. It hasn't arrived yet. But think of anybody out there that says, ooh, I want to watch the first three Terminator movies. Well, you can't. You can't find it. Now, somebody out there might find it on, like, Vimeo or some, Plex or some type of, like, out-of-the-way place. But I'm saying if you go to the main search feature on your smart TV, the main search feature on your phone, whatever service, you're not going to find it on any... It is conspicuously absent from...
I just found a second one I'm sending to you that's streaming it, the Forbin Project. I believe it's becoming very hard to find, but so far you can still find it, which is good.
All right, well, look, I'm gonna send you a link, and I want you to try to play it in the time we have left, I hope. And this is... Think about... You know all the news about last Friday, right? You know what happened.
You
read all the articles about
not
the
all the articles. No one reads all the articles. I've got.
Well,
a good
I mean,
idea.
you know that a global technical glitch took down airports.
I'm not convinced it wasn't intentional, but okay.
Okay. Yeah. I want you to just play this clip. That is from the ending sequences. It's like 4 minutes. I think we've got time to slip it in. I think people will be able to tell from listening at home.
Okay.
But I want you to listen to what the powers that be or power.
Tell
that
me
be.
Where to cue it. Tell me where to cue it.
Just hit play. It's less than 4 minutes, and I think we can leave people with this.
All right. Let me find it. Okay. So far, there are two, Vimeo and one other, have the Forbin Project available right now. Will they be there tomorrow? I don't know. Okay. What do you want me to do here?
Terminator 3, Skynet takes over. The Colossus computer in the Forbin Project is the inspiration for Skynet.
I think they should, I think they should do is remake the Forbin Project. Use it as a template, but revise it. It's a good storyline. It's not bad. Okay, Terminator 3, Skynet takes over. Here we go. Now,
what's the greatest invention of all time? New hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Shut up. Okay. 4 minutes. Here we go.
Sure. They were. Only the civilian sector was affected. Internet, air traffic, power plants, that sort of thing. And then a few minutes ago, we got word that guidance computers at Vandenberg crashed.
We thought it was a communications error, but now it looks like the virus.
Early warning and Alaska's down. What?
Signals from half our satellites are scrambled beyond recognition.
What about the missile silos, the subs?
We've lost contact.
Dear God, you're...
This is Terminator 3's Skynet takes over.
This country is completely open to attack.
Theoretically, we could be under attack already.
Who's doing this? Foreign power or some computer hacker in his garage?
We can't trace the virus. We can't pin it down.
It's like nothing we've ever seen before. It keeps growing and changing, or like it has a mind of its own.
This can't be happening.
Sir, Pentagon's on the secure line. It's the chairman.
I think he just told him to lie. Didn't he say lie? I think he said
lie.
Yeah, he
says the Pentagon's on the line.
Yeah, but I mean, the man he was talking to, the officer, I think he said lie and he walked away. Anyway, he walked away. All right.
Brewster.
We're hoping to hell here you've got some kind of solution for us.
I know what you're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
He took the call.
Your civilian counterparts over there just told me. They say we can stop this damn virus. Now, I understand there's a certain amount of performance anxiety over there, but your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of our systems, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my military.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. Brewster, this thing works. You get all the funding you ever need.
Yes, sir.
We have 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. Let's try it.
Shall I?
No. It's my job now.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
We're past the firewalls, local defense nets, Minutemen, and subs. Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops per second.
Sir, it should take less than a minute to find the virus and kill it.
All access inquiries to your supervisor.
Let's pray to God this works.
Skynet defense system now activated.
All the screens just went dark.
Power failure?
No.
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Tony, what the hell is going on?
Daddy!
Kitty, what are you doing here?
And at this point, this is when machines start killing everybody.
And, say again, and you have to start over, start over.
And at this point, machines start killing everybody at the military base as the Terminator tries to get John Connor and his future wife out of there, and Skynet nukes the planet. And it's a cautionary tale about an artificial intelligence, and this comes up. They announced in the news just less than about 2 months ago that they were building AIs to run battle simulation and warfare simulations, war games, and the researchers were concerned about how often the AI would go for the nuclear options. And so they had recently admitted that they've built something similar to Skynet. but we're not allowed to see the most descriptive movie of Skynet or its predecessor, Colossus, the Forbin Project, has been scrubbed from all major streaming outlets without any fanfare or notice. You find out only after you go looking for it.
All right.
And if there's anybody,
thank you, William.
And listen, yeah. Jeff, if there's any way you can get your hands on a copy of these three movies, watch them while you can.
All right. Maybe if you find them online somewhere, alert me and I'll pick them up.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, William. Good night. Okay. Yes, AI, will it side with humanity and humankind and at least a semblance of our morality, or will it go off on its own? I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. And I don't think programmers are going to be able to control AI virtually at all. How can a 120 IQ programmer control an IQ